101.9 and 1490 Iron Country, there's Dancy's Dream from Restless Heart. And I remember back during the mid-80s and early 90s, through the 90s, Restless Heart was a hit-making machine and the voice of Restless Heart. Larry Stewart is now with the Frontmen, along with Tim Rushlow of Little Texas and Richie McDonald of Lone Star. And the Frontmen are coming to the Crystal Grand Music Theater this Saturday night. But right now, with us, it is an honor to have him on the show, Mr. Larry Stewart. Welcome to Iron Country, Larry.
Hey, Big Red, how you doing?
It is a great day to have you on. I just want to say Restless Heart here at Iron Country is a core artist, and we get tons of requests each and every day for Restless Heart tunes, and that meant a lot to that generation. That has got to be a great feeling for you, isn't it?
Well, more than you know. You know, back in the day when we were making these records and having hits and touring around, who would have ever thought that, you know, 90s music, like you said, 80s and 90s music in 2025 would still be as strong as it is. And I really think a lot of it has to do with just the style of songwriting back then, just the lyric-driven songs, and, of course, melodically. What cool voices back in the 90s. You know, when somebody came on singing, you knew who that was. Just a really great group of talented singers through the 80s and 90s. And who'd ever thought it continued to grow, man? We do these festivals out there with all these younger artists, and they have 90s segments in their shows. And they go, man, you guys are on the show, and we do y'all. We got to take our 90s segment out of the show because you're here. So it's really cool, you know, and to think that it's still growing is really wild.
It really is. You know, like I told you off the air, I've been doing this almost 40 years doing country radio, and we're getting a lot of kids in their late teens, early 20s, still latching on to Restless Heart music. And it just goes to show that music has really stood the test of time.
Isn't that something? Yeah. I mean, you know, it's really fun to be on stage and look out in the audience. And, you know, apparently these young people grew up on country music because of their parents, but, you know, they're out there enjoying it, singing the words almost every song. And you know, to think that, you know, these young people still want to hear those, you know, older 90s songs is really cool. Must be something to that music back then.
Exactly. And now, Larry, let's talk about the Frontmen. When I first heard about what you guys were doing, I thought, boy, that is genius. What a great night of music. How did this whole idea come about for you guys?
Well, it really actually came about almost 15 years ago. Richie McDonald and I were in Louisiana doing a fundraiser, and we were sitting in the Marriott lobby bar drinking coffee, waiting to do our segment of this big fundraising show. And he said, man, I got this idea. You know, you got these single artists out there, and they, you know, like, they'll do three of them together and do a show together at the same time on stage. And he said, I was thinking, what if we got three lead singers of three successful bands and went out and did some shows together? And I said, oh, man, and call it the Frontmen. And I said, I love that idea. Well, long story short, Randy Owen of Alabama came out and did some shows with us. And he went then after that to start Alabama back up. And we ran into Tim Rushlow, and Little Texas wasn't touring at the time. And so he said, man, I've got a great relationship with Navy Entertainment. I ought to call them and see if they want us to come do some shows for them. So, well, here we went, flying over to the Middle East and Iraq and Afghanistan. We landed on the USS Bush and the USS Truman and did some shows, and, you know, over in the Persian Gulf. And, man, it was just kind of a bonding time for the three of us. It was just an experience that we really never had, and we did it winters after that. And fast forward, COVID hits, and we're all sitting around the house for almost 2 years with nothing to do. And we said, you know what, life's short, man. Let's see if we can bring this show to the States and get a bus and, you know, get a band together and put a show together and see if anybody cares. And here we are 4 years later or more, doing about 60 to 70 shows, you know, each year, and just having the time of our lives, man. It's really, it's seems to be working and clicking, and of course, and we love it. We stand on the front of the stage and sing harmony with each other. We just go down the line back and forth, switch off, and just really having a lot of fun.
Now, this show is coming to the Crystal Grand Music Theater in the Wisconsin Dells, a beautiful theater that we work with this Saturday night. And now I got to ask, you know, everybody's going to be expecting the hits, but you guys got to throw a couple surprises in there too, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we've got all the front men live, and but we do a few of the songs off of that. But, you know, really, you know, between the three of us, we got like 31 number ones.
Nice.
So we don't want to disappoint anybody. So we're just rocking through it. We do a medley of number one hits as well. It's just kind of crazy. It's so much fun, and just one song after another, and I mean, I get to sing harmony on Amazed every night. How about that?
Wow, that's
you know, the song of the decade, I might add. So just a lot of fun. It's the soundtrack of your life to go through all those songs back in the 80s and 90s, and hope everybody comes out and joins us.
That is outstanding. Now, are there any thoughts of maybe a frontman new album? Maybe guys writing some new music, or how about yourself, a new solo album?
We've got some new music. Actually, we've cut some tracks on some re-records of some of the old hits and some brand new songs that we're really excited about. You add them all up, it's about 12 songs. So we're going to be working on those throughout the summer and the fall, and hopefully everybody will be looking forward to even new music. But you can go out right now, it's called Frontmen Live on your digital, you know, whether it's iTunes or Spotify or whatever, and go enjoy some new music there. We're so proud of it.
That's outstanding. Now, for our listeners that didn't know, Larry, you went to college on a baseball scholarship. Do you still follow the game at all? Do you got a favorite team that you're rooting for out there?
Unfortunately, I'm a St. Louis Cardinal fan, and they're stinking the place up these days. So, I love baseball. You know, I love those dadgum Dodgers, and I love a lot of teams, but I do. I'm actually a sports nut, but yeah, baseball got me to Nashville, to be honest with you. I wasn't sure what I was going to do in life, but I was just playing baseball and going to college, and I went to a junior college, and my dad knew some people in the industry, and said, hey, and he died when I was a teenager, but they did their best to try to get me to Nashville to, you know, to try my talents. And our friends in the industry called the head coach of Belmont and said, hey, we got this guy coming to Volunteer State, you know, come watch him play. So Coach Witten came and watched me play. And to be honest with you, I hit two home runs in one game.
Nice.
Never hit two home runs in one game in my life. He offered me a scholarship to come to Belmont, and that was God's way of saying, okay, you're too stupid to know what you need to do on your own, so I'm going to help out. And so he did, and I mean, I met some incredible people right off the bat that I couldn't, world-class play, you know. The first person I met was a guy named Gordon Kennedy, a world-class guitar player, playing for Garth right now, but he co-wrote Change the World for Eric Clapton. So pretty world-class talent there, and met some other guys. And I just realized, whoa, you know, this is my calling. And one thing led to another. Met some guys that we ended up being in a band called Restless Heart together, and the rest is history.
You know, Larry, I was telling you off the air, I've been a fan for a long time, seen a lot of Restless Heart shows, and I think I own pretty much, I would say, 90% of the catalog. I have to ask you, from your extensive catalog of songs from your career, is there one that holds a special place for you?
Well, there's more than one. But you know, I guess I'll Still Be Loving You is one of those songs that just seems to resonate with people, even still today. I hear so many great, you know, stories about what that song means. I'll tell you another song that I actually found but didn't sing it. John Deacher, our drummer, sang it. When She Cries is a song that I was living every line of that song when Restless Heart recorded it. So that's a song that I love. But then I'll just go on and say, because it's probably another song that people want to hear, that you can't go do a show without doing it, is Bluest Eyes in Texas.
That is an outstanding song. Wow.
Just a special song, and you know, all the way around, music and lyrics. And so anyway,
yeah,
I had more, but that's enough.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the songs, one of my favorites from the Restless Heart catalog is Long Lost Friend. And I always thought that song never got the love that it deserved.
Well, thank you. I wrote that with a guy named Dave Robbins, who is in Blackhawk.
Okay.
And we showed up one morning, and he was going through some stuff, and he said, "Man, I just feel like I found my long lost friend," and we wrote it, and there you have it, and it's very special. And again, that is a special song to me, mainly because it comes from a personal spot there in my past and life, and some people in my life. So, thank you, but I love that song too.
Now, Larry, if people want to keep up with you and the Frontmen, where's the best places online to find out what you guys are doing?
Go to our website, Frontmen Live, and it's the same thing with, you know, Facebook, and I think we have a TikTok, but I don't know because I don't do TikTok. But you can go to Facebook and you can kind of watch us there. We post stuff almost every day, and then you can find our tour schedule and other stuff on our website. So
outstanding. Now, once again, the Frontmen, including the man we're talking to right now, Larry Stewart, Tim Rushlow, and Richie McDonald, going to be at the Crystal Grand Music Theater this Saturday night. Tickets available at crystalgrand.com. And Larry, it has been a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show, and you're always welcome back here at Iron Country.
Thank you, sir. I love your station, too, man. Y'all got it going on. We need more stations like yours across America. Got the 80s and 90s going on, plus some stuff from today. That's the way to do it. Thank you for doing that.